I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No surprise. Tigers take Spencer Torkelson. And all right, let's get him playing. Let's get into the bigs already. It's interesting to hear how quickly this is his estimated arrival time is. You know?
Well, let's talk about that.
Yes.
Because I think we all, as Tiger fans, there's not a whole lot to cheer for. We know the team is in rebuild mode. We know that we're just waiting for the next young guys to come up through the system. No offense to someone like, say, a Nico Goodrum. I like Nico Goodrum. I think he could be a piece on a team. As maybe a jack of all trades kind of guy, but I don't know if he's necessarily an everyday player type guy, but hopefully he can prove me wrong on that. But it seems like that's the best that they have right now. They've got a couple guys they just got in free agency. They're going to be 1 year players, and they're going to move on. So they'll be more. They should be more competitive when they start playing. But really, what we care about are the pitchers coming up from the minor leagues. We care about the prospects they have. We want to see what happens with Riley Green, and looks like there's the minor league season's probably going to be canceled. We may not have minor league baseball of any kind until the fall, with perhaps an extended Arizona fall league, or there's talk of a Florida fall league, which, great, let's get that going. But prospect-wise, we care about the pitchers that are coming up. So when you mention Torkelson, yeah, I want to see him.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the most prudent thing in the world to do. You know, he hasn't faced an actual pitch in a game since March. So, I mean, what am I expecting? Not much, but yeah, I'm kind of with you from a fan standpoint only.
Oh, the fan in me.
From a fan only, I want to see him play from day one. Like, okay, they draft him as a third baseman, which is really interesting right off the bat when the commissioner says, third baseman Spencer Torkelson. Like, what? Third baseman? This guy's going to play? Oh, wait a minute. What does this mean? What does it mean when you draft a guy at third base?
I don't know that it means anything.
I don't know if it means anything either, other than, okay, now when you say that, does that mean you're trying to buy yourself some time so the expectations aren't sky high right now that, oh, he's got to play right away? I mean, why not? He's a first baseman. No problem. Well, third base, shit, you got to learn a little bit more at third base, so maybe he needs to, I don't know what the hell it means, but it may mean something as simple as, well, they got a guy who's going to play first base, and what, Crone, I think, is going to play first base. So why not go ahead and throw this guy in a mix for third, potentially?
Like this year.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen, but I want to get excited as a fan and think that it could happen.
Sure. I mean, I don't do that. I don't.
No, not you. Not you.
I mean, you got to be patient with a guy like, well, I'll just choose a random guy from the minors that people might be prone to doing that. But let's say this Riley Green.
Okay.
You know, people shouldn't get carried away with him. But if you look at I was on MLB.com and looking at the top 10 prospects in the Tigers organization. Now, let's keep in mind that this is 2020. And let's keep in mind that the commissioner guaranteed to us that there'd be baseball this year.
So yes,
let's.
Which
I'm not even going to tell you who the player's name is. This is their estimated time of arrival. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2020, 2020, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2020, 2020, 2021, 2021, 2020. So 9 of the top 10 prospects are supposed to be playing with the Tigers this year or next year.
Uh-huh. With the lone exception being Riley Green.
This isn't Well, let me look it up and see who it is. let's see. It's this Riley Green.
Right.
So, but Torkelson is a 2020 or 2021 guy. So that's 10.
Oh, 10? So they already have Torkelson on this list.
No, they don't. Okay. I'm adding him to, because he will be a 2020
or 2021. Oh, absolutely. 2020 or 21, yeah.
And, I mean, who knows who they get tonight. But that's 10 prospects that the Tigers should have playing with the big club in the next 2 years. Now, we've seen at the major league level, we've seen one of them, and that's Jake Rogers, who's the 10th. And it's a bit of a gong show, but he's got to get it together. But I mean, that's Fieto, that's Wentz, that's Cameron, it's Willie Castro, Paredes, Scooble, Manning, Mize, Torkelson. I mean, this team is going to look completely different just like that, because a lot of what they've done the past several years is make these future investments for the future, which is kind of now. And Torkelson is a chip that you get to play pretty much right away. We're talking an entire Detroit Tiger roster makeover where all of a sudden it might feel like the farm system is completely depleted because all those high-end guys are going to get their shot. Now, obviously, they all aren't going to work out. We know that.
Right.
They're not. They're not all going to work out. But you know what's interesting? It's interesting watching. It makes them, because like you said, Nico Goodrum to me is indicative of a guy who's a placeholder. I mean, he's a good, on a really good team, I think he'd be a valuable part, right? A player with his versatility
right.
would be a valuable part. On a bad team, he's a placeholder until the next wave gets their shot. And you know, you're not signing a CJ Krohn or somebody that's just, again, playing at the big league level. Who is the, name escaped me, the shortstop that they signed, that they now have back in the minor league system. Longtime veteran. Anyway, they keep getting these guys that are just keeping the seat warm until Willie Castro is ready or until Parker Meadows is ready. We haven't even talked about him.
No, I mean, you look at the projected starting outfield right now. Victor Reyes, Jacoby Jones, and Cameron Maben. Kristen Stewart's in the mix. And maybe Harold Castro or Jorge Bonifacio, one of those guys, could be in the mix. And Travis DeMeritt is another guy who could be in the mix. Any of those guys locks for being here 3 years from now, 2 years from now? No. I mean, it's wide open when you consider.
If I listen to you, Reyes will be here.
Well, I'm a fan of Reyes. I think he's got a lot of talent, but I'm not saying he's a lock because I don't think he's a lock. I'm not even sure the Tigers like him all that much. But that's just the outfield, let alone the infield. I mean, the projected lineup in the infield: CJ Krohn at first, Jonathan Scope at second, Canyon Arrow at third base, and Goodrum at short. Okay, Krohn and Scope are gone after this year. They're free agents. Canyon Arrow, it's a make or break year for Jamer Candelario. Sorry, but for him, it's make or break. And yep. Nico Goodrum, kind of sort of the same thing, because nobody really expects him to be the everyday shortstop of the future. And then you look at catcher, Austin Romine, Grayson Griner,
yeah.
You know, Jake Rogers. Anybody got that position on lockdown for years to come? We thought Jake Rogers would, but you know, his stint last year didn't really.
His receiving skills have been called into question.
Yeah, well, his receiving skills are called into question, which really weren't called into question last year. Prior to his coming up, everybody was raving about him as a defensive catcher and the way he calls a game and all that. And oh, he can hit a little bit. And yeah, sporadically, and he's got good power sporadically, but when you're hitting below the Mendoza line, that's not good enough either. So literally every position on this team from a position standpoint, outside of, you know, pitcher, because we're talking position players, is wide open, I think.
Yeah. Jordy Mercer was the player I couldn't think
okay,
of.
Okay, sorry.
But you think of all the guys that they've signed that are just placeholders, right?
Yeah.
They're starting to get replaced in the next year or two. At some point, we're going to see Cody Clemens. You know, I mean, guys that have been drafted and we've heard about, and Brock Dethridge, and just to throw out a name, I'm not predicting.
Love that name.
I know, I do too. I'm not predicting that, you know, that Clemens or Dethridge are going to make it, but those become your new placeholders. That they might be just a guy.
Pick your Castro, you know.
But yeah, exactly. It looks like it could be, you know, at least interesting real quick, which we didn't even get to what they're going to do tonight. Doug Arsh, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket, talking a little bit about last night's baseball draft. The Detroit Tigers, first overall, Spencer Torkelson, who seemed pretty jacked, as I think anybody would be, to go 1-1.
That was cool.
You know, we kind of talked about how this team has a chance in the next 2 years to look completely different. And I'm not, odds are they're not going to be good for a while. Odds are that many of the 10 guys we just talked about that are all supposed to debut in the next year, all 10 won't, right? I mean, there's invariably setbacks. A guy has a bad year and doesn't get the chance to get called up, or a guy gets hurt. I mean, that's how it is. And then somebody else emerges, like Franklin Perez stays healthy, or you know, Parker Meadows gets white hot.
I think these guys do, though.
I wouldn't count on all 10, but then the other thing that happens is they get here and they struggle. And that's here comes Jake Rogers and he got here and he struggled. So that's part of it.
Yeah.
But that's a lot more interesting than, with all respect to, watching Jordy Mercer. And
right, a team of free agents cobbled together to make it competitive for the one season. Hey, yeah. Cameron Maben's back. Here's Jonathan Scope and CJ
Krohn. If you're going to be bad and interesting. Don't be bad and filled with veteran
right.
free agents.
And I think what they did with their moves is to try to take them out of the basement and to make them more competitive. Is this team going to compete for the Central Division Championship had this not been a COVID-19 world? No, they weren't going to do that. Now that it's a COVID-19 world, and at the very least, we're going to have a 50-game schedule because the commissioner can do that.
Yeah.
At the very least, that's what it's going to be. Can this team do something in 50 games if they're expanding the playoff pool? They could.
Somebody will. I mean, that's the thing. Can they, on paper?
I wouldn't expect them.
Not a chance in hell.
But they actually can.
But here's the deal. Somebody will. Somebody in the Tigers' position will compete for a playoff spot that isn't expected to. That's just sports. I'm sorry. That's sports. That's Major League Baseball.
It's sports. Let's throw some other things out there that happen during the course of a season that normally you recover from, but in the COVID-19 50-game schedule, if that's what it's going to be, you may not. And that is an injury.
Yeah.
You get an injury to your ace pitcher, and he has to spend, you know, 3 or 4 weeks on the injured list. Well, that's half a season. Wow. I mean, right?
And then here's the other thing. In a normal 50-game season, when you stink, you might say, that's not worth it. Let's presume they have this taxi squad. Let's presume that the guys who aren't playing are taking BP and playing practice games. And let's presume that the Tigers, after 35 games, find themselves within striking distance because they're 500, right? I mean, you're 18 and 17, and you're going, well, we can
you're in the playoff spot. Yeah.
Okay, start the clock on Spencer Torkelson because this game means something, and we think he's good, and he might give us a chance to win.
Well, so, and like I said a little bit yesterday, now that Torque is part of the team, when they do get together and start their restart of a spring training, if this guy impresses and he proves to be, he's one of the top five bats on the team, don't hold him back. Play him.
Okay, so now there's tonight. Tigers will have the first pick tonight, 5 o'clock. I think ESPN2 is carrying the rest of the draft, and they'll have 4 rounds worth of picks to make.
MLB.com or MLB TV carries it as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know. Have you looked at the list? Do you care to... Is there a guy that stands out to you?
Well, it's not so much about a guy standing out, but I think there's maybe a theory that I'm trying to develop of what could happen here as we get to the last part of the draft here, because there's only, you know, 4 more rounds. And then you've got free agency, which is just a feeding frenzy where nobody can outbid anybody else. You've got $20,000 to spend on every player you can sign in free agency. And that is this. I think maybe it puts and maybe my logic is wrong, and you could point it out that if it's wrong or not. Does it make sense to look closer at the high school players right now, the high-end high school players for the next couple of rounds, because college players, they don't have much leverage? You know, they're basically juniors right now, right? So they want to play. They plan on playing Major League Baseball. If a college junior got drafted in the 30th round, guess what they're doing? They're going straight to the minor leagues and playing, right? A high school kid who has a ton of talent and might be a round 10 through 15 guy.
Yeah.
likely to go to college rather than play the minor league route. So I don't know. I'm looking at this and thinking that I'd look at high school players here.
I'm not following why.
Because the high school guy, you are guaranteed they're going to stay with you, I think, because they're going to take the money that you have in the rookie pool right now. If you draft a guy in round 2, 3, or 4, and he's a high school player, I think he's more likely to sign a contract with the baseball team and then be your property right away, as opposed to if you just waited until later rounds in a normal draft, and then he wouldn't be yours. You'd be a wasted pick. But now you actually get the guy. Because the college guys, you can get college guys.
High school guys, high school guys that don't get drafted aren't signing. There's no way. Like, I mean, unless you think of yourself as like a 40th round pick, or you didn't expect to get drafted.
Right. That's why I kind of put the caveat. If you got a guy who you projected in a normal draft would be a 10 to 15 round guy, or anywhere 1 to 15 round guy, and he's a high school player, I might lean more towards that guy because I want to lock him up and not let him get away.
I guess I wouldn't spend a second, third, fourth, or fifth round pick on a guy projected in a 10th to 15th round spot.
I understand that. I'm just thinking that high school kids might be more of a premium on a high school kid because you know that you'll have them.
All right. Well, I'll just say here's what I've got to go on, Gator. I've literally put in minutes of reading.
Well, so have I.
On the available athletes left in the draft and the guy I want the Tigers to take with the first pick tonight, Casey Martin, shortstop/outfielder, Arkansas. And it's just because everything I've read about him, really, really high-end athleticism. Like, people say he's just the word that I saw to describe him, the phrase was tantalizing talent. So basically, I'm going on a two-paragraph description of Casey Martin, shortstop outfielder from Arkansas, and going with him. that's credible, right?
Absolutely.
I'll roll with that.
I'm literally reading a paragraph about him right now, and what I've read just doesn't really tantalize me at all.
Doesn't it?
No, when I see this. He struck out in more than 24% of his career plate appearances, including 30% in 2020. And he finished with a 2.46 strikeout to walk ratio.
I love above average athleticism, tantalizing talent, top of the scale speed, hit .310 with a .389 on base.
You and I are reading the same paragraph.
Yeah. And then the same thing. ESPN had him ranked, I think. Yeah, I have to go to ESPN's scouting report, which I got to bring up on another page. But yes. I like guys like that have that high-end athleticism because I feel like you can turn him into a player with good coaching. Swings and misses are a problem, but that's why he's ranked where he is, and that's guys like that are available tonight, as most second-round guys aren't going to look quite as good as the dudes that already went. There is a top 15 prospect available in a right-handed pitcher, a high school kid, Jared Kelly, but I don't know why he wasn't taken yesterday. Well, I'm sure there was a reason.
That is my guy.
Is it?
That's my guy because of my theory. Because he's highly rated. He's a high school arm. Go ahead. I'll take him. Yeah. And because I know that they have a ton of pitching talent right now in as prospect-wise for the Tigers, but this guy's a high school kid, so he's going to be down in the minors for a couple, 3 seasons or 4 seasons, whatever it takes, before he's brought up. He's got time to marinate, and he's got a ton of talent and throws a high 90s fastball and already has good secondary pitches. And it doesn't seem like there's anybody from a position player standpoint that jumps off the page that says, I got to have this guy. I'm not going to be pissed whoever to take. I mean, whatever, you know. I don't know anything about Casey Martin. I don't know anything about Jared Kelly other than the one paragraph that I've read about each one of these guys.
That should be enough.
It should be, you would think. But when you hear athleticism and you see a shortstop and they're very athletic, they can project to play any.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.